Hello and welcome to another podcast with the Professional Providence Society. Well, today we're speaking to Anil Takasi, who's the executive for marketing and business development at PPS Investments. And to discuss the topic of family investing in our current economic climate. PPS is a holistic financial services company that focuses on providing financial solutions to graduate professionals and their families. A very good morning to you, Anil. How have you been keeping?
Good morning, Peter. I'm very well, thank you. And yourself?
Yeah, not too bad at all. Just trying to stay warm in this winter weather. But look, let's start at the beginning. What is family investing?
Thanks, Peter. Look, I think, you know, when we look at the financial challenges that the country is facing at the moment, and particularly through this current economic climate, which I guess is not, you know, limited to South Africa, but more at a global level as we emerge from the COVID pandemic, you know, we're in an environment that really sort of underscores the importance of investing towards financial sustainability. And I think whether as an individual or as a family, you know, investing really sort of has become a critical component in the planning process to secure financial stability. And really investing as a family offers the opportunity to build wealth collectively that allows not just intergenerational wealth transfer, but also, you know, wisdom transfer. So, you know, we certainly think that family investing is, you know, that we need to foster a culture of family investing in the country and a culture of savings.
What are some of the ways that PPS Investments are tackling the obstacles brought on during the pandemic that face family investing?
Yeah, so clearly, you know, Peter, the key challenge for us is to be able to support our members save for retirement, to build up their nest egg, and then once in retirement, to be able to offer a post-retirement capability that allows them to draw the income that they need to be able to live the lives that they want. You know, and so we see ourselves as a key partner in that journey. And as you know, that journey, you know, spans multiple decades. You know, your typical person would be saving maybe 30 years, while, you know, working and saving for that retirement. And then, you know, certainly what we've seen at the PPS group is that our members tend to have quite a long life expectancy. So that, you know, it's not uncommon to be spending 30 years in retirement. And what that essentially means is that your investment horizon is quite long. And that partnership and that capability that you partner with becomes very important as you navigate a journey that runs through multiple decades and obviously through multiple market cycles. So the family network is one key way that we've provided the cost savings. The other ways is really in terms of the way we've structured our offering.
I think a little bit earlier on, you gave us a clue as well that family investing can add to profit allocation.
Yes, correct. You know, so Peter, you know, the thing about what makes the PPS group relatively unique is the fact that we are very much a member-based organization. So in other words, 100% of all profits earned are then returned to the members. So we're not a traditional listed company that has got shareholders that the profits accrue to. Rather, in our case, the 100% of profits are allocated back to the members. And what we've called that a profit share account. So each member with the PPS group who qualifies for the profit share would then over their lifetime accumulate that profit that's paid back to the member into what is called a profit share account. That profit share account, then, or those assets in the profit share account, then become available to the member at a later stage in the investment process.
Anil, I guess the other thing which makes this interesting is that no matter what product you're holding, and many might have different ones from life insurance to short-term insurance, that you put it all together and that kind of contributes to the profit share that you could earn.
That's correct, Peter. You know, we introduced something called a cross-holdings booster. And essentially, the cross-holdings booster is designed very much along the lines of the profit share account. But where it tends to be a little bit different is as you essentially, acquire or purchase a second product or capability with us. So assuming your first capability has been a life cover or disability cover type of product, then if you add an investment product to that, we essentially enhance the profit share allocation that comes back to you and so on. So if you add a third product, which is perhaps a short-term insurance on your vehicle and home, then you get an additional booster going into your profit share account. And the reason we launched this was firstly, you know, we are able to do this because all profits are going back to members, but we also wanted to be able to provide holistic cover for our members in terms of, you know, covering all the key financial needs, whether it's risk, investments, you know, short-term insurance, fiduciary, you know, the full spectrum of needs. And by having them all in one place, the savings that are realized in terms of allocations to the, you know, not just in terms of cost, but also in terms of allocations to the profit share account really become very meaningful over a long period of time.
And I guess when we look at some of the benefits of investing as a family, you kind of start developing a culture of saving as a family as one of the benefits.
Absolutely, Peter. You know, that's a critical thing in the offering. But also, you know, it also builds a culture of savings as a family and in turn facilitates the opportunity to build intergenerational wealth.
You know what? You've made a really good case for family investing. So the next step then is how can people go about investing as a family?
Thanks, Peter. So I think certainly, you know, one of the key things is to be able to sign up for our family network process. And what that allows you allows us to then go about is to create that family network of the various members of the family. And that immediately then automatically puts everyone onto that process. I think it's important that when you choose to invest with PPS Investments, that family members invested on our platform can create or join a family network. So it's important to know that each family member's investments will remain separate. They will not be merged into one investment at all. They will continue to be managed independently and separately. However, in the way that we go about calculating the fees that apply to each of those accounts, we will then look at the consolidated amount in the family network. So family networks open to all PPS investors. You do not have to be a PPS member to qualify for family network, but you will need to be a PPS investments client. We offer a range of investment solutions to those who do not have PPS membership, as well as to those that do have PPS membership. And as always, we recommend consulting a financial advisor while you go about this process, because clearly that is a fundamental underpin to your long-term financial plan, and working with a financial advisor will support that achievement of the long-term plan.
Anil, so where can people get more information?
Sure, Peter. So for more information on our family investing offering, but also to use the interactive tool that will show you the potential reduced fee structure on your family's investments, you can visit us on pps.co.za/family network.
Anil, take a seat. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you so, so much indeed for your time.
Thank you, Peter.
All right. So that was a PPS Investments Family Network podcast with Anil Takasi. I'm Peter Ndoro. This podcast was sponsored by PPS Investments, an authorized FSB. Thank you so much for joining us. See you next time.